Welcome to this Happy Home podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Would you describe your kids as entitled or grateful? We all want children who serve gladly, say thank you, and have empathy for others. Well, today's guest, popular blogger and author Kristen Welch, will inspire you to become genuinely grateful yourself and to raise kids who will change the world. I'm so glad you've joined me for this month's Happy Home podcast. You are in for a treat. I interviewed our guest for my book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom. Kristen Welch is a blogger at We Are That Family. And years ago, she was invited by Compassion International to visit the slums of Kenya. And when she was there, something changed in her heart forever, and she began a journey that continues today. She has started a nonprofit called Mercy House, helping girls not abort their babies, but have their babies, and she's empowering women around the globe. And she's going to talk about how we can have more grateful, world-changing kids instead of entitled, self-absorbed kids. Doesn't that sound nice? Kristen's got a new book out called Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World, and I'm so thrilled to have her on the podcast today. Let's begin by talking about that entitlement mentality that so many kids have today and what we as moms can do to stop that.
How did you make that shift? What was it that made you think, you know what, my home is shifted the wrong way and I've got to make this a Jesus-centered home and not a child-centered home?
Whether it's a temper tantrum or kids acting out or not getting what they want, mm-hmm. all of those things are normal, but I just realized it was becoming more the norm. Mm-hmm. And I think when I just started realizing that, my husband and I took a step back and we acknowledged that we really responsible in some ways because we were afraid to tell our kids no and to stop living with everything centered around them. And my story is unique because I had a huge life change on an overseas trip to Kenya.
Yeah.
I was already aware that we were making some choices that maybe Jesus wasn't the center of our home. Certainly that trip was a catalyst to recreate and recenter, refocus our homes rather than making it all about us, making it about Jesus and letting everything flow out of that.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever arrive or achieve that, but it's a constant job to keep Jesus the center of our home because I think naturally we are selfish people.
Right.
And as parents, as mothers, we're selfish. I think our children are naturally selfish, and we want to take care of ourselves. And, you know, during all of this time, I mean, I've always been an intentional mother. I would never count myself as unintentional.
Right.
But we were just so focused on our family.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of good things, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of faith-based things, but our focus was on inside of our walls.
Yeah.
And when we shifted that and began making our main focus really outside of our walls, that's when the shift happened the most. It became where my kids naturally wanted to serve.
Yeah.
And a little example of that, something that was really powerful for my family. We started working with refugees in our city. We had gone downtown to on a Sunday afternoon after church, and it ended up being so much work. It was just literally a 10-hour day, and my kids, we were understaffed really, and so our children of the volunteers ended up taking really key roles in what we were doing that day. I remember looking out over the parking lot at them and feeling guilty. And feeling like, oh, this is too much, you know, maybe I should have left them at home, or they didn't complain or cause anything to make me think that. And on our way home, my kids thanked me and said it was the best day of their lives.
My goodness.
So what I thought, it was feeling really bad about, like, oh, you know, we haven't done anything fun today. They thanked me for such a fun day. And it was huge for me as a mother because it was the beginning, in a lot of ways, of realizing I'm promoting a lot of the stuff that ends up creating that child-centered home, and my kids are just following me.
Yeah. So. How has it made you feel happier as a mom to say, you know, well, look, I'm putting things in place to help my children not be entitled, but to instead say yes to service, find the joy of service?
It's made me feel very fulfilled as a mom because I think they get it. When we can ignite a passion in our kids and expose them with a greater worldview and change their perspective just by showing them how other people live. And I remember a few months ago, my little one, I was tucking her in her bed one night, and she was really disappointed. She wanted to tell me how sad she was because her friend had something that she wanted and that she didn't have. And it was some sort of toy. It wasn't a significant thing, but for her, it meant something.
Yeah.
And so we just fleshed that out, and we started talking about what it must be like for our compassion kids who we've met in person and been in their homes in other countries, what it must be like for them to not have what they need. Mm-hmm. And we have everything we need, but there are some things that we want that we can't have. And, you know, just mentioning their name, it wasn't a guilt trip, but just shifting that to, I wonder what it would be like not to, to have our whole family fit in your bedroom. You know, and she immediately remembered being in someone's home that lived just that way. And she remembered, she got it. And I think that perspective, if we can just give our kids perspective, it doesn't mean that they won't still want what other people have. But it, I really believe it makes them more grateful for what they do have.
Yes. And you say yes to service, and you say yes to outside of the four walls. Talk a little bit about your yes matters and how you teaching your children how this isn't all about negatives, but this is about what we're saying yes to.
Yes to obedience, or doing what isn't natural or maybe what is uncomfortable, how it not only affects us, it affects our children. It changes our homes. And, you know, we've seen that and just can really testify to the profound impact it has. And I am more busy now than I've ever been. And my family is, we're very busy, but we're busy with eternal work. And so it's extremely satisfying. You know, every day we have something going on. We have volunteers in our home to help us run this nonprofit, or going to a conference to represent the nonprofit, or you know, we're helping refugees. We're constantly doing something. So we're not just saying yes to ourselves, yes to more for us, yes to more activities and things that really, at the end of the day, make us feel empty. When we say yes to God, and when we're saying yes to eternal things that matter, there is just a very satisfying, soul-quenching thing that happens deep within us. It really spills over into our families, makes us different people.
And it really is some family that you've done together. It's not like you and your husband go to Kenya by yourselves and the kids have never seen that. You know, it's very much a family effort, and the family, your kids are with your refugees, your kids are making the yarn balls, your kids are doing all this stuff with you.
Years ago, we had decided to do a family mission statement. And we sat down together and said, we want our home to be more than, and a lot of this was rooted in the fact that we were trying to be a Jesus-centered home rather than other, in a home about us. And when we sat down and we were like, this is our mission, that we are going to reach others through our family, everything began to flow out of that. And so when there was a need and we said yes to starting Mercy House in Kenya, I knew that how important it was that we do that as a family. And one of the things that's so beautiful that I, you know, I didn't realize at the time, that first trip to Kenya, when we took our kids, I wanted to expose them to the world, but I also wanted them to understand what we were sacrificing for. Why we were making the life choices we were making. I wanted them to hold a baby and understand the power of our yes. But what was really powerful for me as a mother was seeing broken families on the other side of the world look at our family and see a whole family for the first time. A real dad who loved a real mom. I'll never forget, my youngest was only four
had just turned four the first trip with her to Kenya, and she, after, you know, 2 weeks, she was just completely comfortable, and she was disobeying me and just being a normal kid at one point. And I took her aside and I, you know, talked to her and disciplined her. And some of the residents overheard me, and I was kind of embarrassed at first, you know, like, oh, you know. And they loved it. They were like, we've never seen a mother discipline her child out of love.
Wow.
You know, most of these residents don't even have moms. And so it was such a picture to them of we laugh, we cry, we fight, we love, we grow together. And that was just a bonus for me, that we didn't have to be perfect, but actually our imperfections blessed them and encouraged them. Serving as a family has brought out really good things, but it's also brought out a lot of our humanity. You know, it's not all nice and clean.
It's can be work.
It's work, and there are complaints, and there's whining, and there's why do we have to do this, and that's part of serving. That's the whole part that sometimes, you know, I talk to moms, and they're like, well, my kids complain. I'm like, welcome to the club.
Right. It's not a
I complain, too. It's hot, or I'm tired, or... but that doesn't mean that we don't serve. That doesn't mean that we don't say yes to God, because He uses that mess to bring Himself glory.
I think all of us love that redemption story, that God can take the beautiful mess of our lives and He can turn it into something. That when you say yes to God and what He's asking you to do, He can do above and beyond what you ask or think. And I love what Kristen does, because she's not about making her name great. She's about making God's name great and about obeying His call on her life and doing what's in front of her to the best of her ability. And I think all of us can learn from that. Doesn't mean you have to start a nonprofit in a country far away. It may mean that you're starting a neighborhood Bible study or inviting a friend to church, but or serving at a soup kitchen, but you're doing something to serve others, and your kids are being pulled along in that. And that's a great thing. Well, if you want to get your copy of Raising Grateful Kids in an Entitled World, which is Kristen's new book, I highly recommend it. You can visit raisinggratefulkids.com. Well, next month, we are going to continue this conversation with blogger Kristen Welch, and we are going to talk about the steps you can take to say yes to God in your own world, in your own life. And we're going to talk about that long haul of motherhood and how to encourage you not to give up. We'll talk about discipline and screen time. You will not want to miss it. And, you know, ladies, if you are feeling a little weary and wanting a little sunshine in your life, we are going, my husband James and I are going on our first marriage cruise, and we're teaching and speaking on it, and I would so love to meet you aboard, can you imagine, you know, the deck of the Royal Caribbean. So May 15th through 22nd, this could be your next vacation with a purpose. It's a marriage refresher. It's called Cruise to a Happy Marriage. I'll be joining many other speakers. You'll love it. It leaves from Galveston, Texas, and goes to Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Cozumel, starting at just $7.90 a person. So visit cruisetoahappymarriage.com for more. So until next month, and we'll continue our conversation with Kristen, remember, you too can have a happy home.